בוקר טוב רבותיי, today is יום רביעי בשבת קודש, today is חית באדר, סדר תצווה זכור. Alright, very interesting, ריש כף א', שמיעת דברי מוסר, brings to mind something that I experienced yesterday. He's going to speak over here about the importance of listening to Musar and internalizing it and being humble enough to accept it. I've spoken to the Talmidim before about, you know, it's no secret that there are very different minhagim between Sfaradim and Ashkenazim, and I find that sometimes when I go to, it's quite common that Sfaradi boys go to Ashkenazi yeshivas. And then when it's time for them to get married, so they're usually mechabed the Rosh Yeshiva, with not necessarily this Rosh Yeshiva, but their Rosh Yeshiva with Mesader Kedushin. Now, there's two kinds of Rosh Yeshiva that come in for to be Mesader Kedushin. There are the bulldozers, and then there are the humble ones. The bulldozers are the ones that come in guns blazing, whatever, this is my way or the highway, this is my show, whatever. And even if you try to tell them, you know, we're Sfaradim, we do things a little bit differently, the ketubah is a little bit different, we have different minhagim, vizeh, this is my gig, back off. And then there's other ones, the humble ones, that will actually, you know, they know enough to ask, say, one second, the chatan is Sfaradi, so there are probably different minhagim here, right? Do you actually do a yichud room? Do you use the same ketubah? Are there different nuschaot for the brachot and the things that, you know, and they ask. And it's very refreshing to see the contrast between the two. And, you know, not to mention that there's yeshiva over here always, Rav Sacks, every single time, always, that comes from his humility, in spite of him knowing a tremendous amount of Torah, but he'll always, and he knows the shitot v'zeh, but he'll ask, what do Sfaradim do here? Because he doesn't want to overstep minhagim. He knows that there's, why would you want to be mezalzel in minhagim, other minhagim of Am Yisrael, even if it's not your own, that's okay. So, but he always asks, my Rosh Yeshiva calls me sometimes, do you have a ksuba for me for a Sfaradi? How do you spell this? Because they legitimately want to know, because that's how the Torah Musar impacted them. I was at such a wedding last night, and I was there. The chassan asked me to bring a ketubah. Okay, fine. I'm the rabbi of a shul, so he asked me to bring a ketubah. I brought the ketubah. I didn't fill it out because, you know, sometimes the Mesader Kedushin is very possessive, territorial about filling out the ketubah. So I brought it. I had it in my gemara. I said, okay, fine. Mesader Kedushin came. Ashkenazi Rosh Yeshiva, Mitzuyan, shmoozed with him a little bit. He says, where's the ksuba? I said, it's over here. I asked him very, very, again, because we live in a very, very interesting world where Sfaradim are expected to know how to do Ashkenazi stuff. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, and that's how, so I know how to fill out an Ashkenazi ktuba, I know, you know, whatever. And Ashkenazim are not necessarily expected to know how to do Sfaradi stuff, which is okay. We live in a very, very Ashkenazi-centric world. It's okay. That's the... Nachon, Baruch? I'll do it right. Ma la'asot, zeh But akol beseder, kulanu b'nei ish echad nachnu. Akol beseder. So I asked the Rosh Yeshiva, I said, does the Rosh Yeshiva feel comfortable in filling out this ketubah? Have you ever filled out a Sfaradi ketubah? He's like, yeah, sure. It's just the amounts that are different. Because Ashkenazim usually the currency of Zekukim, Sfaradim use dollars, whatever. I said, it's not exactly that. It's, you know, we spell things differently. He says, oh, really? What do you spell differently, for instance? I said, certain names we spell differently, places we spell differently. There are chiluke dinim. If you look in Ibn Ezer, Siman Kuf Chavtet, speaks about over there, how Sfaradim and Ashkenazim spell things differently. So he heard that. He says, you know something? If you spell things differently, maybe you should fill it out. Now, even though if they spelled it like Ashkenazim, it would be kasher for Sfaradim also. It's not the end of the world. But still, you know, let's do it lechatchila. You fill it out. I said, are you sure? I don't want to step on your toes. I don't want to steal your thunder. He says, no, fill it out. Yeah. there's an element of humility that it takes for a person to say, listen, I don't know everything, and I don't profess to know everything. That's okay. But when you need help, when there's something, I don't want to say above your pay grade, but when there's something that is, you know, not necessarily what you would usually do, it's okay to ask for help. It's okay to just delegate elsewhere. All these things are fine and are actually a sign of humility. What sometimes ends up being the issue, which I've been at before also, is, you know, I've been on the other hand. Let's say I was the Masadik Kedushin sometimes for a Sephardi guy, and then you have Ashkenazi Rabbanim running in there, guns blazing. Whoa. Just take it easy. Saying, first of all, the Chassan Sephardi. And second of all, you don't even know what you're talking about. Third of all, I'm Masadir, so just like relax. You know what I'm saying? You have to, like, low profile is very, very important in life. Anava is a sign of greatness. Just, yeah, chill, just relax. Usually those outbursts or bulldozing come from a lack of confidence in other areas of your life. If you have like this inferiority complex, so you need to bulldoze everything and everyone around you. You know what I'm saying? You know, like steamrollers? Just flat. No, just relax. One time I was at a chasana, and they asked me to be an 8th kiddushin. Okay, fine. And the chatan was Sephardi. And then the Misada kiddushin, Ashkenazi Rav or Shiva, I don't remember what it was. And he's like, okay, 8th kiddushin, now accompany them to the yichud room. We need 8th yichud. I'm like, no. We don't do that. He's like, what do you mean? You need yichud and 8th yichud. I'm like, what are you talking about? He starts telling me sugis that have no chat. Hey, nay, nay, the yichud. Hey, nay, nay, the matam da bir bichlant. So what exactly are you saying? I explained to him, yes, nachon, there's an avnei miluim that says mefurash that you need edim for chuppah as well. But we hold, first of all, I said, you know, if she walks into that yichud room, she's going to need to cover her hair afterwards. Faradim don't do yichud room. I told him, second of all, do you know Aruch HaShulchan? Agon Rechil Michal Alevi Epstein. Mishalachim. Posek Atzum. He says, even Ezer Siman Nun He. He says, doing a yichud room is minhag mechoar. He said, it's an ugly, disgusting minhag. No, Ken Yozain tells me in Yiddish. I said, yo, Ken Yozain. I said, it's a Aruch HaShulchan Meforash, Katuv Meforash. So what are you doing? What are you imposing your zachin when your zachin aren't nogea to the... There's Sfaradim here. What are you're trying to trample hundreds of years of Mesorah because you need to... You need your ego trip? What are you doing? So he's like, no, but you have to go. I said, no, you're going to need to find somebody else. I've done my job. Good night. Like, that was... Be aware, be humble enough to understand that there's different minhagim, there's different misaras. I didn't say yours was wrong, but don't say mine's wrong, because then I hate having to do this also, because sometimes there are certain situations where they get all, you know, all heated and then I have to like gently body slam them in halacha. Just to, you know what I'm talking about? Just poskim, just pile on the poskim. What, you never heard of this, you never heard of that, you never heard of this, you never heard of that. So what did you learn? There's once, I'll tell you another wedding story, funny wedding story. By us, in our ketubah, there are minor differences, not such minor differences, between a ketubah sfaradit and a ketubah ashkenazit. There are differences, and it's important for the Masada Kedushin to know that. And there are things that are posel and things that are not posel. One of the things that we have in our ketubah, at the end of the ketubah, we have a shvua hamura. The chatan takes an oath, primarily not to be polygamous, not to marry another wife. Because sfaradim, we don't have chenam derabenu gershom. Only Shmuel has it. Lachen, for sfaradim. And Baruch, yeah. Lachin, for us, we don't have Chedem B'Din Rabbeinu Gershom, so we take a Shvu'a not to marry another woman, not to coerce her into being Mochel the Ketubah, all sorts of stuff like that. So, and it's built into the Ketubah. V'gam nishba Shvu'a chamura v'tki'at kaf al da'at ha'makom baruch hu la'asher ul'kayem et kol ha'ketub alav b'shtar ketubata da. It's a lashon shel Shvu'a, he has to shake on it. There's one time an Ashkenazi Rosh Yeshiva, and he saw the Ketubah, he was reading it over, and he's like, no, we don't do Shvu'as. I told him, you don't do Shvu'as. Matam daber. He says, take it out, make a new nusach, bring another Ketubah. I said, whoa, time out. He says, time out. Do you know how old the minhag is of putting Shvu'ot in the Ketubah? He says, no. He said, I asked him, do you think that I just put it in there for my health because there's nothing, instead of anything else I could put in there, I put in a Shvu'a because that's the only thing that came to mind at the moment. Do you think that that's what's going on here? She said, I don't know. I said, this minhag is at least 700 years old. It's quoted by Maran Achida in Shelot Tshuvot Chaim Sha'al. It's quoted by the Radbaz, Mari Ben Lev, Maharit, Mabit, Rabbeinu Chaim Palachi. Oh, and one more, by the way. He's like, I didn't expect him to know all those names, you know what I'm saying? Mabit maybe, Maharit maybe, Mari Ben Lev. You know the Mefarshim that sometimes you bring in a Shir Klali, otherwise you know nothing about? Those, yeah? Yeah, those poskim, they say to do it. Wait, hold on. But what about, I told him, I spoke to him a little bit in Yiddish. I said, there's an often a mechaber that says this. What do you mean mechaber? If a mechaber? I said, I don't know if you got to Ibn Ezer, but if you open up Ibn Ezer, Siman Aleph, Saif Yud Aleph, Maran says to do it because we don't have Chedem B'Din Rabbeinu Gershom. I said, even an often a mechaber you missed? Ma, talo mitbayesh? You go into a chasna, guns blazing, you make afganot, no. You didn't even bother to do minimal research to open up a Shulchan Aruch? Vaidom. What's he going to say? Don't mess with poskim. Don't mess with minhagim. Don't flaunt your amaratzos in public. Do research. Stakel. Techabed. Be an anav. Research before. Don't come in guns blazing. That's not anava. Because eventually, the poskim are going to strike back. I told him, I'm not mekaneh. You're taking on all these geone olam, and you're trying to abolish their minagim. They say this is what's supposed to be. The chatan is faradim. What does he look like to you? Rabinowitz? He's like, he's you know, matar otem menu. That's the story, Rabotai. Anava. Yesterday was Moshe Rabbeinu's Yartzer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Moshe Rabbeinu because of the Anava. Look at the Rosh Hashiva. Anava. Look at all of the Gdolei Olam that you can think of. The greater they are, the more Anava they have. You see sometimes how Talmidei Chachamim interact? Real Talmidei Chachamim, real Gdolim, how they interact. Be'anava, be'shiflut, you know, low profile. Not guns blazing. Whoa. Take it easy. Usually the ones who come in with guns blazing and the loudest and make the most afganot have the least to offer Klal Yisrael. Yom Tov.